This is CliffCentral.com.
Ellie Michaels, the CEO of a business called Payable, and we're going to find out a little bit about that and precisely how they've partnered with Sasfin to bring new ideas to a world which is developing new ideas very fast and where change is absolutely inevitable. People are expecting a lot too. Ellie, what is the idea behind Payable? Where did it all start?
So basically what Payable is a short-term working capital solution for small business. So I come from quite a heavy retail consumer credit background, and what I noticed together with some of our co-founders and other people that that have become shareholders in the business is that, you know, from a consumer perspective, like you can go and you say you want to buy a car. When you go to the car dealership and you go and you get all excited and it's a pink and yellow or red, whatever it is that you're looking for. And then you go to the back and you capture a bit of information and all of a sudden you get a credit offer. And I'm going, but you know, for ages now, people have been able, specifically in the consumer world, to get almost instant access to finance. Right. Now, why can't that happen with small businesses? There are people attached to these small businesses. It's not like they're unknown entities. And that was probably in 2014, 2015, when we're thinking about this, going, well, how could we bring that logic into the small business world? Because
before, either these businesses would have failed because they would have had cash flow problems, or they would have had to borrow from really nefarious people like microlenders and that kind of thing just to tide them over month to month.
Absolutely. So not to lose the theme, but one of the businesses that we have been working with came to us the other day and they told us the amount of interest they had paid just to be able to make payments to their supplier. And it was literally, I think it was on 100,000 rand, they paid something like between 40 to 60,000 rands worth in interest payments over a 2 month period. But it was just so, you know, they've got a business that they're running and they're desperately trying to get it off, well, not get it off the ground, just to keep it going. And they needed that access to finance and they didn't have an alternative, and that's why they had to unfortunately resort to those type of players.
So it sounds like you're filling an important gap in the market then by enabling these people to come to you and you guys can help them with this. But aren't you then in the dangerous position of not having, you know, the kind of certainty that they sit with? You're just transferring that responsibility. You have to have very broad shoulders to do that. And obviously you need to have access to funding yourself.
Yes.
In the short term.
Yeah. So again, you spoke a bit earlier about the Sasfin partnership. Mm-hmm. So from an access to funding perspective, that hopefully should all be sorted. Mm-hmm. But, you know, more importantly, I think we've got quite a different mindset that we're applying compared to some of the other places. So we are happy to take risk. I'm saying this is a segment of the market that we've identified, and we really want to help these small businesses. And the truth is, small businesses do fail, which means that we need to make sure from our perspective that we've got the right credit risk models in the background, making sure that we're vetting these people and businesses correctly, and making sure then that we obviously get our money back. But that's part of the journey that we're on. So we've been in a sort of a soft pilot phase, and we've seen incredible results so far.
And we'll talk about where you're doing most of your work in a moment, because I think it would surprise a lot of people that a very forward-thinking tech company like you, or fintech company in this case, like you guys are working in places you wouldn't expect in the townships and so on. And there are small businesses based there who are doing a lot of business with you. But how much of what you do is decided by the machines and by algorithms and by calculations behind the scenes? And how much of it is actually by people?
So the short answer to that is it's a lot done by machines, so to speak.
Well, that's better, right? It's more objective.
Well, A, it's more objective, and from a selfish perspective, it allows us to scale. I'm saying ultimately we want to make sure that we can get this type of access to funding to as many people as possible. So, you know, it'd be all well and good that we've managed to come up with a model that works with, you know, a handful of customers, but if you can't scale the business, what's the point?
Right.
So we've completely embraced technology from an automation perspective, and obviously we'll get better with time. So we've got our initial algorithms that we're applying. And again, like I said today, we've seen great results from it. And the answer is we want to be as automated as possible. And I think where we are right now, we're very close to that.
Okay, so that helps with accessibility too.
Yeah. So we do work with people in the township. I wouldn't say that's necessarily the main element of the main types of businesses that we're working with. Mm-hmm. But, you know, because we've embraced digital and technology. We have customers from Giani through to Cape Town. I'm saying it literally across the spectrum of South Africa. And the interesting thing is, you know, a person could be sitting next door to us right now and applying on Payable, and the person could be sitting in Upington. It makes absolutely no difference to the process, which is quite astonishing. So we often talk about this internally and go, it really is quite something that, you know, the person could be looking at you and the person could be 1,200 kilometers away and it really makes absolutely no difference to how they engage with us.
Just out of curiosity, what's the most surprising business that you guys have had dealings with that you really didn't expect and you found out what they were up to? You thought, wow, this is incredible.
So, you know, the funny thing is when we started, we really thought we'd actually be dealing with quite boring businesses. I hate to say that out loud, but we thought we'd be dealing like, I don't know, like average Joe who has a shop and just selling stuff. And, you know, we've got none of that. No, the funny thing is we've actually got none of that. And these businesses just surprise you. The one specifically is like into signage. And I remember we went onto their Facebook page once and they had like just unbelievable things that they were doing, just the types of like signage. There were yachts and boats. And it, like, you never would have thought like even these types of businesses exist. We've got another business that's providing schoolwear into government. Wow. And again, I'm going to go slightly on the altruistic vein now. And it is quite something when you go to Better Dots, you know, that you sometimes lose track that they're actually people behind these services that you're helping. And, you know, we provided finance. We're constantly providing finance to the specific business because it's a revolving funding line. And I'd actually love to do the numbers to know how many kids actually have jerseys and blazers on their backs because of the finance we've provided. We do a lot of work with stationery wholesalers. Mm-hmm. And goodness knows how many school books and other things are out there because of the finance that we gave. And if it wasn't for us, who knows what we would have done. So we really are providing a product much more than financing to the broader South African economy because we're enabling all these different types of products to ultimately get to the end user.
Terrific. Payable is what the company's called, and this is the CEO of Payable just chatting to us about all the – it's pretty amazing. It's astonishing stuff that you're doing. It really is. And this is going to fill a lot of gaps in the market and help a lot of businesses to survive where normally they wouldn't. So congratulations, Eddie.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
This is CliffCentral.com.